that would effectively make abortion illegal in the state. The bill would make performing an abortion a felony. The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on that bill today following a public hearing. The Montgomery County School Board voted on major cuts to Montgomery Public Schools Tuesday. 140 teaching positions will be cut, along with some office staff and transportation routes. The school system is facing a $10 million deficit. Teachers who will lose their jobs will be notified May 14th. And Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama is awarding 33 schools with grants to help fight obesity. This is part of the Be Healthy School Grant Program. Five local schools will receive as much as $10,000 in grant money. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Dog problems? Pet Partners Pet Fencing can keep your best friend safe at home all the time. Out of the flower beds and off the furniture. Cats, too. Makes having pets easy, huh? Call Pam and Roxanne with Pet Partners Fencing. They have over 25 years of experience in the River Region. They even service your already existing pet fence. No matter what brand, visit PetPartnersDogFence.com or call 365-5678 today. Making pet ownership easier every day. Pet Partners.
For a limited time, WOW is offering $10 off super-fast internet every month for the first year.
Wait, what? Who?
WOW. That's just $29.99 per month when bundled with their most popular TV package for just $45 more per month for 12 months with a two-year agreement.
That's a WOW win-win.
Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit WOWWAY.com for details. Limited time offer requires two-year agreement, auto-pay, and paperless billing. $10 per month discount applied with any 100 megabytes per second internet service or bundle. After term, regular rates apply. Prices exclude equipment, taxes, and fees. Subject to change. New customers only.
At Sexton Tire Pros, customers are the core of their business. Friday, May 10th from 11 to 2, stop by Sexton Tire Pros for their Customer Appreciation Day. Not only will they have free food and drinks, but you can enter for a chance to win a set of four new tires along with other prizes. Also, take advantage of their $5 over-cost sale on passenger and light truck tires. Stop on by May 10th, 2718 Zelda Road in Montgomery. Set of four tires cannot exceed more than $750 value. See store for details.
This hour, the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Why are they not going bananas over this school shooting? There was a school shooting yesterday in Colorado.
Oh, really?
At a Denver high school. Eight students shot, one killed, and nobody's talking about it.
Why?
You know why?
I mean, that's a huge story. I mean, wasn't Columbine, wasn't that in Colorado?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Isn't this like the fifth school shooting in the state of Colorado in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Step it up, Mufti.
I'm telling you something now. I'm not happy about this Pearson kid being up here.
Well, we'll get to that. Let me introduce everybody.
Brady, Dave, calm down.
Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis. 84 sometimes stops by, and sometimes he sends in his PR representative, Brady Moore.
Yeah, and I could take you, kid.
Who joins the program today, Brady Moore. And my son Pearson, who today, 11 years ago today, was birthed around 3 a.m.
I woke my dad up after he did not sleep for 36 hours.
Well, here's what happened with that story, and then we'll get to the school shooting, and we'll get to your problem with it. The day before my son was born, I got up at 4 a.m. to go play basketball at 5 at the Southeast Y. Played till 7, came home, showered, went to work. The whole day goes by, everything's good. Get in bed about 9, 9:30, just getting that good, about to fall asleep, been up since 4 a.m. working all day.
Oh, man, what a good feeling.
And my wife goes, ooh. I said, ooh, what? She said, ooh, I think I might be in labor. I was like, he was like a month early. And I said, go drink some water. Let me tell the story, young man.
I should know. I was in the womb.
here, man.
So I said, go drink some water. You'll be fine. So she drank some water.
You'll be fine. I'll be good.
And then she said, I don't know. I said, well, go take a bath. You'll be fine. So she goes and gets to the bath. And then she gets out of the bath about an hour later. She's like, we got to go to the hospital. And I was like, no, please, no. I'm so tired. Don't do this. Please just go to sleep. You'll be fine. You'll relax. Everything will go away. But no, sure enough, he was on the way.
Guess what didn't happen? It didn't go away.
So I'd been up since...
Not Braxton Hicks.
I'd been up since 4 a.m. He's born at 3 a.m., which means I've been up 23 hours at that point. Well, guess what? I got to go home because I got a 17-month-old at home, Reagan, who was just 16, 17 months old at the time.
Oh.
So I'm up with her all day the next day. And after about 36 hours, my brother-in-law says, let's go get a couple beers. After I'd been up about 36
Always
hours.
Always a good idea.
I was like,
I'm in.
Yeah. Two beers in, felt like I drank 200.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know my name.
Just die.
Someone said, who's the president? I said, what's the president? I have a clue what was going on.
He said, it's not Donald Trump.
Not yet. But anyway, that was the story 11 years ago. Today, 11 years later, he's stepping all over my bits on the morning radio.
He's a great villain.
So high, he was smelling sounds.
That's my 11-year-old son. Brady Moore enters the studio, I think fearful that that young Pearson may take 84's place.
Well, and that's, I mean, y'all were talking about the minimum wage going up.
Yes.
And I'm afraid that you're using child labor to replace my client. No, I'm not talking to you, Mr. Grand. I'm talking to Pearson. How much is he paying you to do this?
Well, he's taking me to lunch.
See?
No. Bartering is against the law. That does not. Trade is illegal.
I'm a child. I can't leave.
And we never do that at a radio station. Ever.
I can't owe money or be owed money.
That's true. He's under the age of 19. It's not binding in Alabama.
I wish y'all could see him giving me the loser sign.
Let the record show that he's doing the Fortnite loser dance on all over, tap dancing all over Brady Moore's head right now.
So you're willing to work just for food?
I mean, yeah, and housing, and clothing, and love, and comfort. All these things.
My God.
It's worth more than 3 hours of my life.
You are not winning this, Brady. This is not a good look.
Brady, he is hammering you.
My client is done.
If I were you, I would have prepared more for this press conference, Brady, before calling it. I don't think you're going to win this one.
I quit.
Either here or in the court of public opinion.
I quit.
Call the game.
This is an unmitigated disaster for you.
Scoreboard.
Ty Jerome double dribbled?
Does that work? Doesn't matter. They still
basically
lost.
Said at no point during your rambling an incoherent answer.
Now, I wanted to see y'all having so much fun. I figured Bear needed one more person to step on all his stories.
Yes.
And so now we have three to step all over him.
Yes, yes, yes.
Giant steps.
Sure, he loves it.
I like when Baron pulls the Donald Trump finger out with Dabe, and he's like, stop. Just a minute.
I'll let you get to your stupid point.
If he gets mad, I don't ever say stupid. Fingers.
No, but
that's what you're thinking.
Well. It's implied.
Our number 272922.
And the call screener is falling down. Brady Moore will. I will just point out that when 84 is in that seat, the button never blinks more than once.
I would just Pearson, point out you're getting blasted.
Pearson.
It's his first day. No, I got it. Oh, you can take two. Who is this? You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Bud. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Bud,
and
how are
to
you?
Your guest.
Yes.
I'm doing good. I've been in retail management for 20 plus years.
Right.
Would you allow me to comment on the minimum wage aspect?
Briefly, yes.
Okay. As a business owner, if you are in a brick and mortar store nowadays, it is very difficult to compete with Amazon.com, Walmart.com, HomeDepot.com, whatever.com you want it to be. And especially if you are in a niche market, the only way you are going to be able to compete with them is to provide superior customer service. And you will not get that with minimum wage workers.
Correct.
Yeah, but you should have the right to hire someone for whatever you want.
I agree, because as Rush Limbaugh says, the actual true minimum wage is zero, because the company does not have to offer you a job.
Right. Go ahead.
You know, I've been during my drives, I've been driving through the Florida Panhandle, Mobile, and all that, passing by many retail establishments, fast food, not fast food, and they're posting $13 starting wage. They still cannot get workers, even at starting them off at $13.
That's because the economy is roasting.
Exactly right. And so if you are in a business, again, a retail establishment, if you put a hamburger flipper on your cash register that's more busy texting and conversing with the other cashier next door, your sales are going to plummet because terrible customer service.
Yeah, but let me ask you this question, Bud.
Sure.
How does Chick-fil-A do it? Have you ever been to a Chick-fil-A?
Oh, absolutely. Love them.
Okay. And why do you love Chick-fil-A? It's a freaking fried piece of chicken. It's not, the food is not that good. Gross. Why do you go there? It's because of the service.
It's service. It's environment. You are hiring young. Actually, you're usually hiring workers starting off their first job, 16 years old. So you're able to mold them and create them in the image that you want to establish.
Yeah, but nobody else is able to do that. The correct answer is you Chick-fil-A serves a decent product, not a great product, a decent product. And people love working there. They take care of their workers, so people are willing to work there.
They've tripled their sales in 10 years.
Yeah. They do a great job. Thanks for your call, Bud.
Which is bananas.
Yeah. They do a good job. They do a good job.
Chick-fil-A, and they're closed on Sunday. It's sad.
But they offer a decent product. Move the pen. Yeah. Did you say your name was Emery?
Hey, man, great show. I don't know about the rest of them, but the children you've had on are very impressive. I'd like to pass this information on to the young man about his birthday. Here in the South, I don't know where it started, but we got a tradition around here in the country that on your birthday you pin a dollar to your shirt up around the pocket area. And as you go out and have your lunch and around the day, other people see it. They pin a dollar on your shirt. So this might be a financial windfall for the young man.
We're not going that route.
No,
you got to go that route, man. Leave it up to him. It's his birthday.
Not a country thing.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Hey, great coach. Eat corn syrup, for God's sake. Let him get some money going up.
He said he's already up 110 for the day, and the day's barely even started.
He's up a yard and a tenth, all right?
Seriously.
So we're good to go.
It's ice cream and dollar bills all day long.
That's it. That's what the birthday's about. Yeah, make it rain.
That's right. Or at least make it sprinkle. Shoot.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, young man.
We need cameras. If Pearson is going to be up here, you definitely need
Pearson. When he was talking about making money, he didn't make it rain above his head.
Well,
Randall.
Man, I can I add to the minimum wage thing? I just want to, like, Pearson, you just look, there's already a story out today, and to the man that made a comment about a brick and mortar, Amazon has done started a brick and mortar without cashiers, and they take cash. So, I mean, all this minimum wage ain't done nothing but crunk up people to think further out in the future, and it's killed the labor market. And it's killed people like Pierce coming up that when he gets 14, 16, that he can't go to McDonald's. He ain't going to be able to get that McDonald's job no more just because people crying about making $15 at McDonald's flipping a hamburger. But all that's going to be gone because, I mean, Amazon is, I mean, it ain't just about brick and mortar, sir, because they proved me wrong on that again. So, and here they come. They done started one in New York, and they'll be here before long. But we got to do something about our young folks getting money. We got to.
I would posit that when the labor market is like this, it's the perfect time for for anybody who's of legal age to go get a job.
Yeah.
Because when we were in high school, those are the types of people that worked minimum wage jobs.
Absolutely.
It's people that couldn't, like you said earlier, unskilled labor, didn't have much else to offer.
Or no job history.
You know, right. But they, but you could get in and you could prove yourself, or you could get out, you could get in and not prove yourself, and guess what? It'd show you the door.
Yep. It's a perfect time. This is the perfect economy for young people to get involved in.
Correct. Like, if you have a kid and you're sitting there going, what's he going to do for the summer? Don't let him babysit or her baby,
that's a job that makes a paycheck.
That's an easy job. But, like, go out and get a job,
Taco Bell.
Slinging them hammers.
Burger King. Yeah. I mean, do something.
Or work at a construction site. Or somewhere where somebody pays you a check every 2 or 3 weeks and does that for a couple reasons. One is you get some work ethic and some experience and work around people that are telling you what to do. Second reason is because you can then go to the next place and say, here's what I did last summer. here's what I did last year. And then you start to develop work history. And so by the time the economy turns back down, you're more desirable than the people who've been sitting on their duff for the last 5 years.
And it also will instill a better work ethic in you because there is such a demand for labor right now. If you're not cutting the mustard, you're going to get canned.
Right.
And you're going to, the boss is going to come to you and say, hey, dude, you're 5 minutes late every day and you leave early. And when we ask you to work overtime, you never do it. And we've got to have somebody we can depend on.
And you know what the most likely outcome is if it's I mean, some people listening maybe not, but our kids, you know what they're going to realize? I don't want to do this the rest of my life.
Exactly.
I want to find something that I don't have to sling a hammer every day.
Right.
And not that there's anything wrong with that, but it is, you know, it's great when you're 18. I don't know if it's great when you're 60.
No, I mean, I do not want my children to do what I do. I want them to do something a little easier on the body.
Step on radio bits.
Speaking of,
it's not that hard.
All right, Knuckles. I give you Knuckles on that one.
Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. She was just in here yesterday. She does a fantastic job. She is a specialist, a mortgage specialist. That's all she does. She searches all the programs, all the banks, all the everything. She's done it for the big box banks. She's done it for the independent people. And now she is her own man. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. There is no middleman. She cut the middleman out. She owns the middleman, frankly. Guys, Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage will make your life so much better because you'll be paying less money on your mortgage. You won't be renting a house. You'll be making some equity payments on your own house. Really, really good stuff. Just yesterday, I made the first mortgage payment I had made since February because I refinanced.
That is noise.
Nice. Nice. Did not pay March or April because of the refinance. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender.
Let the music play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
All season long on Empire, you knew this moment was coming.
You are not going to die.
Fox tonight on the Empire season finale. One lion won't survive the night.
Oh my God, no!
Then it's the season finale of Star.
Don't help!
That will change everything.
He's gone.
The season finales of Empire and Star.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
After 11, Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Special this week, Mr. Four?
I can tell you, I had it last night. Rowena and I enjoyed the bow tie pasta with the red sauce on it. It's got sauteed chicken in it and broccolini, and it is absolutely wonderful.
Got a little Parmesan and parsley on top, the pasta of the week.
Oh, yeah.
This
is,
week,
I mean, it really is really good.
You compare it with a salad for lunch for $9.
Yeah. Well, I also...
Where else are you going to get a deal like that?
Never. Nowhere.
Literally nowhere.
Also
never.
Got a VY pizza.
Well.
Also got shrimp a la mode.
You were in trouble again.
Also got a cannoli. I had my first cannoli
ever. You had a cannoli?
First cannoli?
Now,
yes.
Your first cannoli there or your first cannoli?
My first cannoli there, okay. And I feel like I should become Catholic, go see a priest, and go to confession and repent for never having a cannoli before.
A cannoli.
Because you are exactly right. It's not oversweet.
Leave the
it's
gun.
Perfect.
Take
perfect.
Cannoli.
Absolutely perfect.
I've had one cannoli in my life.
And? Where did you had it in Midtown?
Yes.
You like it?
Yes,
into
I like
the mic,
it.
Sir.
I did like it. I would have had a second one, but you hogged that one, so.
Yeah, Dad, I would have had a second cannoli
my
on that
cannoli.
Same day.
No, not that same day, like 3 months later.
Ooh.
Oh, the
it's
truth
my
comes
cannoli.
Out.
Well, Pierce.
Is this why you only bring your children like once a year?
Yes.
One child
yes.
a year?
Yes.
That's about 25 pounds together, right there.
Well, yeah. I was eating a little more back then.
Right.
Now, man.
I mean, if I asked him on some random day, he'd just go,
No, I wouldn't.
No.
I would just say no.
Right, he'd do what I do and just say no.
I'm not taking you to work ever.
No is the default answer for kids.
But if you're going to work, I mean, you're doing a good job screening calls.
I mean, I'll work if you want me to.
Well,
I
you either
want
earn
to.
Your keep or you stay home. I mean, your call.
I'll earn my keep, okay. But... there are four over here. Trying to steal my keep.
Charlie. Oh, Charlie there?
That was amazing.
Where did Charlie go?
Charlie left.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Chaz. Nice knowing you.
I want to talk to Charlie.
No, it wasn't.
Charles.
Chuck.
Char.
Chuck.
Char, like Charles Leclerc. All right. Let's see.
We have actual stories, or are we just going to babble?
Why don't we have a sports section? We should have like 15 minutes that we just talk about sports to keep people's attention.
Now, will you?
I will say this.
We don't talk about
and
sports.
And I know people don't want to talk about sports. And I do have some other news to get to, but the NBA playoffs this year...
Incredible.
Fire.
...are bananas. It's the best year of NBA playoffs I can remember in a long time.
Incroyable.
I went and played poker last night, but I was watching the NBA games on my phone. And holy mackerel.
I'm guessing you lost at poker because of that?
It's not why I lost, son.
He lost because he had bad cards.
No.
Oh no?
I was ahead all night until maybe 6 minutes before we left for the
night. Then what happened?
What happened?
I lost a hand.
Somebody put you all in, huh?
I put somebody else all in. I tell you, I just...
Doesn't that always stink?
No, it was the end of the night. I was only up, I don't know, 50, 60 bucks. And I was like, you know what? I had a good hand. We're going to make it rain and go home with like $500, $600 or we're going to go home empty-handed. I'd rather just not go home with 50 bucks.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
And so there was a lot of action. I threw it all in the middle. And
man, I did that one night, and I had a full house.
Yeah.
But it was like eights and threes.
That's when they get you.
Straight flush, bitch.
No, it was a...
bigger house.
It was like tens
your
over
house too small.
Eights.
Your house too small.
No.
It
small
was,
house?
Or tens over
tens
six.
Full of eights. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Tens over.
Small house? That's terrible.
You got small house. Yeah. Your big house beat you.
Big power guy.
Nancy Worley given until May 17th, just 9 days, May 17th to resolve the Democrat National Committee's concerns and hold new elections. The DNC letter signed by Harold Ickes, if you'll remember that name.
Yeah, for real.
And then people I've never heard of, Yvette Lewis and Patrice Taylor. But I remember Harold Ickes.
Patrice O'Neill?
It just says Patrice Taylor. Didn't know who it is.
I don't either.
A letter from the Democratic National Committee to Alabama Democrat Party Chair Nancy Worley gives her and the State Democrat Executive Committee until May 17th to adopt new diversity caucus, pass new bylaws, and hold new elections. So they got to do this in the next 9 days. I don't know when they're planning.
They need Tabitha Eisner over there.
That's who's
She's
running.
She's all about some diversity.
And she will cry.
And she runs a training church. No, that wasn't a joke, Dave. I'm sorry.
Oh.
No, I know I'm generally funny, but that was like serious. They run a tranny church.
When you say funny.
You mean he's a clown? He's here to amuse you? He's here for your amusement?
When you say funny.
Pearson, have
Pearson's
you ever heard?
On fire.
Funny
Have
hat.
You ever heard don't speak unless spoken to? Now that's country.
No.
It's true.
That's country.
Just remember.
My dad is a lawyer and a radio show host. He talks for a living. You'd think I'd learn to talk.
You'd think, but here
well,
you go.
You may not have learned anything else from him, but you can dang sure run your mouth.
I'm now...
taking my client's job.
I think Grady's getting frustrated over here.
Very much
so. He's getting worked by an 11-year-old.
Brady Moore.
Worked hard.
He's losing, too.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be the one to point it out, but
well, if you had 84 up here now, he would be killing it. This kid would be sitting in the corner crying.
I doubt it.
If 84 rhymes with 84.
Oh, I never got into why the shooting wasn't.
Oh
front
yeah,
page
yeah, yeah.
News.
Oh, because the guy attends Tabitha Eisner's church.
When you said tranny church, right. It reminded me of the story.
Well?
A tranny shot up a high school. An under 18 tranny shot up a high school yesterday with a boy, killing one, wounding seven others, and nobody's talking about it. It's not national news.
Because trannies never do anything wrong. So says
it doesn't.
Government.
It doesn't fit the narrative. It doesn't fit the narrative of the angry white male. And so they're going to act like this just doesn't happen.
But wait.
It totally happened.
What was the... Well, never mind.
Well, listen. Denver high school shooters are revealed to be...
It could be a white male.
It says, Denver high school shooters revealed to be a young girl who was male by appearance and an 18-year-old boy. The pair pulled handguns from a guitar case and opened fire on their classmates, killing one and injuring eight others. But this goes back to what we were talking about, I guess, during the first or early part of the second hour, where somebody called and said thanks for the show and helping us to see the world correctly.
Yeah.
If this was an Army guy or somebody in ROTC or a football player or some toxic masculinity example, and he walks into a school, pulls out a handgun, kills one person, and shoots seven other people. I mean, a school shooting that injures eight people is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It should be national news. They should be, you know, having this all over the place. But it was a handgun, and it wasn't an assault rifle, and it
was a tranny.
It was
not
a
normal person.
It was a tranny.
I thought handguns were bad too. Okay.
And then, that's what breaks my heart about the story about the boy from North Carolina. And I mean, it made some news, but it's not everywhere. It was an ROT student that sacrificed his life to save the lives of countless other people and tackled the guy in North Carolina.
He straight tackled the dude and got shot while going down, is what the ME said.
Yeah. The underage student is reportedly in the process of transitioning from female to male.
Oh.
But
the process of transitioning.
But Sheriff Tony Spurlock would not confirm if the young suspect was a tranny. Right now, we're identifying the individual as a female because that's where we're at, he said. We originally thought the juvenile was male by appearance. 18-year-old Kendrick Castillo was killed when the two students stormed into two classrooms and opened fire with handguns concealed in a guitar case. 8 students suffered gunshot wounds in the shooting. 3 of them remain in intensive care units. 5 had been discharged from the hospital. So that is, if you're a tranny, it's not bad.
So it's a woman who is either... So it's a woman who's ugly, and so male by appearance. An ugly woman. Shut up. But that doesn't sound right. You can't say, an ugly woman shut up this fool.
Son, the...
An ugly woman.
God mode.
The term is mannish.
The term is mannish? We don't say she's ugly. We say she has man hands.
She's mannish. They're turning the freaking frogs gay.
Gay frogs.
I'll say it slow for you.
I know what we're coming back to. We'll be back.
Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And a message coming from my eyes is leave it alone.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, where we have hundreds of mattresses, beds, and headboards to liquidate to make room for new arrivals. Shop around, but please visit us before spending your money. Mr. Sandman has the best values on really nice mattresses, including Jameson Latex and Hybrids, Third of Perfect Sleepers and Eye Comfort, Property Brothers by Restonic, as well as some fabulous brands you have never heard of. We keep hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery, and we do sell odd box springs and bed frames. While supplies last, we have King Adjustable Bases for $2.99, Queen Adjustable Bases with Massage from $6.99, many floor samples and one-of-a-kind bases are drastically discounted. We still have our extremely popular $2.49 Queen Mattresses and $2.99 King Mattresses that are thick and comfortable. We stock $99 twin mats and several queen sets under $2.99. We have over 80 models in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and a huge store in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why Wow Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever, up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required, subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still May, but it's feeling more and more like summer every day. For today, a good bit of sunshine, warmer, more humid, with a high temperature up to the upper 80s to around 90. Can't rule out an isolated pop-up storm somewhere in the area. Then for tomorrow, with a high temperature in the upper 80s, spotty afternoon storms around, but a better chance of scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. And then showers and thunderstorms are a good bet from time to time, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. High temperatures in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay. Serious crap. Gay. Frogs, freaking frogs. It's not funny. I'm going to say it real slow for you. Gay. Frogs.
All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. Hey, Dad, I think I'll do the intro this time. Welcome back.
Welcome back into News and Views.
Welcome back into News and Views.
I had grown children up here.
I had
Pearson's the most mature one in the studio.
Calm down, Brady.
I had the pleasure this morning of talking to my good friend Spencer Mann over at Auburn House Wash. He has assured me they are getting so many calls from talk radio, from this bit.
I was at Ronnie Goss's house yesterday.
And
I actually drove past his house because I did not even recognize it.
Because it's so clean?
Dude, I'm telling you, it looked like he just had somebody over there to paint it.
Yeah.
And just had a brand new roof put on it.
And he had Auburn House Wash come by.
That's exactly right.
Let me tell you, for a millifraction of what it would cost to build your house, repaint it, to put a roof on, and all that kind of stuff, Auburn House Wash will get out there with a proprietary low-pressure system and clean your entire house top to bottom. From the ridge cap all the way down to the, they can even do the patios and walkways and everything. It looks remarkable. Very, very remarkable system. Auburn House Wash does a great job. Get in touch with them. Spencer Mann, he's standing by the phone. I called him this morning, 826-WASH. 826-WASH, that's 334 if it triggers you for a long-distance call, but nobody pays for long-distance anymore. It's all cell phones. 826-WASH, 826-WASH. Check them out online, auburnhousewash.com, or their Facebook page. Let me tell you, you'll be a believer. Look at some of those before and after pictures. You will be a believer. Auburn House Wash, auburnhousewash.com. From right to left across your radio dial, David L. Mowry III. That's the third for three L's.
That's right.
84 joins us in the studio.
Brady Moore.
Oh, excuse me. Brady Moore.
84 is on strike.
Brady Moore joins us in the studio.
And somebody's sitting in his seat.
And my son Pearson, who turned 11 today,
has beaten out 84 in the job race.
Who has stolen 84's job because he is
right out from under him.
Amazing. He's done an amazing job
just,
on the radio.
Just took it right out from heartless.
You can't really call it stole. That's like buying the bank. You can't say I stole the bank or stole the money.
No, it's the bank. No, Baron, what's the guy's name that started at first base before Lou Gehrig? Wally Pipp. You have Wally Pipped him.
Wow.
You know that's what happened? Wally Pipp, like, his...
He got a head cold.
Yeah, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, a stomachache or something. And the next thing you knew, Lou Gehrig started how many games in a row?
2,129?
Yeah, 2,136, I think.
30, yeah, so something. Some crazy number.
Yeah, so, you know, 20 straight years, basically.
Yeah, like 8 billion home runs.
Do you remember when Cal Ripken was about 300, 400 games away, and they were like, if he can just stay healthy for about 2 more years.
Yes.
And then they got to, if they can just stay healthy about 3 more months. And then they started putting the countdown on the yep. wall. You talk about pressure.
Yeah.
I know. You talk about pressure.
Hey, you know what? Hey, but you know what? And I know you probably have something to go into, but I'm going to step on it. You know that...
Well, that's what you do.
You know that whole time...
You must be a regular up here.
you know that whole time Lou Gehrig had something called Lou Gehrig's disease?
Yeah, but they're finding out now it may not have been ALS. It may have been something else that was misdiagnosed as ALS.
Well, but still.
Which will forever be known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
It's a little bit cruel, but it's so funny. There's an SNL skit about that.
About what?
About Lou Gehrig.
Let me tell you, if you get a disease and the doctor says you got Baron Coleman's disease, you're in bad shape.
Run.
That's the point of the skit. Because, you know, it's the famous, today,
yeah.
I consider myself that.
So.
And so Adam Sandler goes all the way through that, and he gets to the luckiest man on the face of the earth, and then he stops and he goes... No, wait a minute. Dude, I got a disease that is so rare they named it after me. I'm not the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
This is terrible.
And he goes, it is.
You've won.
It's pretty funny.
I remember that. And it is funny.
Adam Sandler's great.
I just got a picture of the almost one-year-old at home missing her big brother.
Aww. She looks happy without me. She's happy you're with me, but you can't tell from that.
And is it, that's Mary Helen, yeah. Not Mary Ellen, right?
No, Mary
Ellen.
See, you have destroyed my life because one of my wife's best friends is Mary Ellen. Uh-huh. And so now I call her Mary Helen, and I talk about your child as Mary Ellen.
Look at that
Ellen.
Smile. Look at
that smile. Oh, that's a cute baby.
I know.
Looks
just like Jessica, like all other six of your children.
I'm not one of those that goes around showing people pictures of my kids because I don't want to see pictures of your kids either. You know, I got a question by text. Dave, how old are your children?
Their ages.
They are their ages.
They are both under 10.
Both under 10.
Mm-hmm.
Under 10.
For a little while longer.
I've got a 21-year-old. Did I tell y'all that?
Yeah. When did she turn 21?
Last Saturday.
Good God,
last
man.
Last Sunday. So I got a 17.
So she can dryly
get Blotto?
She can finally drink the natural light out of your truck?
Did y'all get Blotto?
Finally. Wait, she sent me a text from a Mexican restaurant. She had a picture of, like the jug margarita.
Right.
And her boyfriend sent me a text, and he was like, Sid can finally drink. And I was like, yeah, first drink ever, right? He was like, oh, yeah, most definitely. But yeah. No, and Savannah will be 15 Friday.
Wow.
So she's close to you.
Wow.
May 10.
May 10?
Yeah. And Peak's 12. Man, I'm getting old.
You are getting old.
You are old.
Yeah.
You're older than Dave, right?
Yeah,
like a lot.
I was like here when the fire rock fell from the sky.
I'm not sure.
And then
he's
all the dinosaurs
old.
Went away.
He's like
three or four years.
Four to half a decade. 4 to 5.
How old are you?
45.
Okay. So I guess really, well, when he'd be 46.
September.
Halfway
okay, so he's basically 4 years old.
Okay. Yeah.
Functionally.
Hey, I started early, man. I got it out of the way.
Tyson chicken strips recalled because they may contain metal. You guys wonder why I don't eat chicken, people?
Wait, is it lead or mercury?
It's chicken.
That was like 3 months ago.
No, it came out yesterday.
No, this is another one. They found more lead.
More metal. Different Tyson things got pulled back 3 months ago. Those like sausage.
Well, do we have Tyson? We don't do these things at home, do we?
I think we might.
Tyson?
Yeah. I think we got Tyson in the freezer. It was a Walmart substitution.
Oh, well, that explains it. Walmart substitution.
But Mom is too nice. She won't decline the substitutions.
Well, if they're not what you want, you have to decline them.
No, she gets them anyway, even though they're not the right ones you wanted.
We're learning more about your wife today.
I'm telling you.
Than the audience has known in the last 5 years.
I have known.
Jessica is never letting Pearson.
I have known this woman for 21 years. I've known this woman for 21 years.
She infuses them with high fructose corn syrup.
She does not infuse anyone.
I learned more in 2 hours, 45 minutes on air than I've learned in 21 years.
She has a foul mouth.
She does not infuse anyone with anything.
To ugly words.
It's not the children. Ray and I are the only ones that heard. Thanks.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
If you want to know more about the recall, just look it up. Just Google it. You'll see it. It's a whole
bunch
of
stuff.
Yeah,
we're too busy stepping all over the bits.
You are stepping all over pretty much everything.
I got to get my big lead jokes in, okay? Lead's my thing.
It's aluminum. Like it is aluminum from the chemtrails.
He's big into lead. Now, listen, I saw this headline. Speaking of lead. I think too many people have had lead.
I'm serious.
Listen, more than 35,000 measles infections in Europe. I'm not even getting into the measles discussion. I'm getting into how do we define Europe. Because in order to get to 35,000 European measles cases, you have to include countries like Ukraine, Romania, Albania, Georgia.
Not the good Georgia, not the one like right next to us. The one like
those are those are not Europe.
No, those are not Europe. That's Eurasia.
Oh, that's Asia.
Well, it's Eurasia.
Ukraine. Ukraine is Asia.
Ukraine is step. Also, Baron, what happened in Ukraine about 33 years ago?
Soviet Union fell.
Yeah. That was like 30 years ago, but what about 3 or 4 years before that?
You're testing the limits of my history.
Sorry. Well, HBO has a special on these days about Chernobyl.
That's right.
So, yeah. Shockingly, people have higher like levels of plutonium in their in their bloodstream in Ukraine.
You know what's fascinating about that? There's a website, and I forget what the guy called it. I found it about in 2006 or 7. I was at work one day, and someone sent me a picture, and they're like, look at these abandoned cities.
Dude.
Well, they sent the picture from the website. It's called, like, Land of the Wolves. And I spent the next 2 solid days at work not working, looking at pictures of abandoned cities in Ukraine after Chernobyl.
In, like, the fallout zone.
Holy mackerel. It was wild. And there are people who still live there.
The way that the HBO thing is shot, it, like, basically makes it look like it was, you know, Ukraine circa 1986, so it's not quite black and white, but it's like, you know, getting there.
A lot of concrete.
It's like the first colorized, you know, things, because that's how it actually looked, in my opinion.
Just like abandoned cities?
It's just very gray, and it's just a very interesting. I mean, basically, like, think about the fact that we have OSHA and things like that, and then think about how easily things fail in this country, and this is the Soviet Union, where they're like, make bum like American. And they're like, but sir, this is going to poison Mick Bum like American.
I was just talking to somebody the other day who saw this and said it's fascinating. And I definitely want to check it out.
It's frightening, though, to me.
Well, isn't that the one? That's the site that has the elephant's foot in it, where the core actually physically melted down.
Yes.
And it's like you can only be around it for 4 seconds before your face melts off or something.
God.
What?
Probably.
No, and there were people that went down there that sacrificed their lives, that knew they would never make it out.
Well, one of the dudes, that's the thing that he says. He's like, yo, like, I think it's before they went to full meltdown. He's like, he tells the other guy, he's like, all right, I got to go down here, and you got to make sure that the other shift comes in. Like, you got to make sure that the alarm's going off and everything. Like, we need the second shift. We need the morning shift to come in, because guess what? Like, we have a chance to not let the water in the core. Something about the heavy water in the core is how it actually melts down. Like, I don't know enough about the actual process, but that's the basics of it. And so, yeah, basically they called in a whole other shift to try to stave it off, and, well, didn't happen.
Didn't work. Didn't they shut it down on purpose, though? Isn't that what was going on? You can grab it.
Well, yeah, that's what they had to do.
But it was like a test. They didn't have to do it, though, right? I was always under the impression it was a test.
I don't know about that.
And then the test spiraled out of control.
I think they just didn't know what they were doing, because it's Russia.
Well, it's cool, though. If you look at the little lead cavern and lead and concrete cavern they've built around it right now, it's a pretty ominous-looking structure.
Yes, it's frightening.
Yeah. Put them on hold, Pierce. Hey, on hold. Don't talk to the call screeners, even when they're cute and 11.
84 doesn't talk to the call screeners. Who's
this? Don't talk to the call screeners.
Who's this?
Hello.
Hey.
This is Chris.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, man. Hey, y'all talked about Chernobyl.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is probably one of the most intriguing things that I've ever come across.
It's frightening.
And the fact that it's still active. It's still active, a nuclear reactor. But the other thing is they called, and they have a sarcophagus around
That's
it.
That's what it's called.
Sarcophagus. Guy designed.
I kept saying a cavern.
Yeah, sarcophagus is what they call it, which makes it even more just scary.
But they were worried if that sarcophagus ever collapses, it'll belch. Collapse. You know, radiation into the atmosphere.
Because the half-life is like a billion years.
Right.
That's exactly right. And another cool part was they called the first people to line in defense, they called them robots, the people. They called the Russians, they went back, I think the UN came back and goes, how many of these robots did y'all use to try to throw dirt on top of the core that melted? And they're like, we don't know. And there's like thousands, 30s and 20s and 50s of thousands of people they burn through trying to stop this stuff. But it is extremely intriguing. Of course, they've also done studies on the wolves there. I mean, it's just...
That's the website that I was looking at initially. It was about the wolves going crazy in there. It's fascinating, though. There's actually an image, a film, I guess, that somebody got of that core nuclear, I think they call it the elephant's foot, but they can only take it really fast because it's giving off so much radiation that it'll destroy anything that comes near it.
Yeah, they said that people will get close to it, they start bleeding out their nose, and you get some type of lymphoma or some type of blood cancer.
Jeez,
I mean, it was terrible. The other cool part was there. You know, the guy that's that extreme fisherman.
The what?
He did the connect. There's a guy that's an extreme fisherman.
Oh, extreme. Okay, I missed you.
Yeah, and he goes and fished all over these for these giant monster fish.
Uh-huh.
Well, he did that in Chernobyl, outside of Chernobyl, and it was one of the outlets or one of the ditches that fed off of Chernobyl, and he was fishing for these catfish. And it's intriguing. And so he's got his Geiger counter. I mean, it's just freaking out the closer he's getting to these waterways. And, of course, he's pulling in these massive catfish. But it's intriguing. The story is pretty unreal. And they said that they got to rebuild the sarcophagus because it could, like you said, collapse.
And if it collapses, like a third of Europe gets radiation poison.
Well,
Chris, thanks for your call. I got to run. 272-9228 if you want to get on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Tom Latham really, really does a dynamite job over there. 284-9292. This guy is, without a doubt, one of the classiest people you'll ever come across. He understands the business of concrete. He's worked on thousands of jobs. And I'm telling you, if you guys just will call him and have him step you through what he does, he can explain it better than I can because he's the concrete guy and I am just the radio host. But it's really fascinating stuff. I've sat down and talked to him about it. Decorative stamped concrete, walkways, patios, parking lots, foundations, piers. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's concrete, smooth, polished, flat, rough, decorative, stamped, he can do it. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, 284-9292, 284-9292, pennyearned.co, and on Facebook as well. Dave Barron, 84, and Pierce back after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 1 dozen assorted roses for mom for $19.99. And as a special bonus, double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 0909. With fresh flowers, express delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get amazing savings. savings. Just pick a delivery date and its freshness is guaranteed or your money back. 12 assorted roses sent fresh from the farms and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. Or double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 0909. That's proflowers.com, secret code 0909.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology, and ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, guys, welcome back in. Whole cast of characters present and accounted for today. Cornerstone Managing General Agency has a great deal going on right now. They can help everybody, but today I want to talk specifically to anyone who's a member of the Alabama Association of Realtors. They've teamed up with Cornerstone Managing General Agency and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama, and they're going to save you a bundle, an absolute bundle. If you contact Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502, go to the Alabama Association of Realtors website or the member resources page for more information. You'll see they have some real guarantee issue products like life insurance, long-term care insurance, critical illness, accident plans. You can choose from any or all, a combination. You can customize an individual plan. They have two choices of dental plans, three choices of major medical plans, and they can save you up to $805 a month off of the plan you're paying for right now. They have, this is what Cornerstone Managing General Agency does for everybody. But this is, I'm showing you in practice. And the reason I'm mentioning Realtors, you have until May 10th. That's this Friday. And if you don't get signed up for it by this Friday, it's gone. You're going to keep paying $805 a month too much. You're not going to get guaranteed issue life insurance and disability policies and accident coverage and everything else. What's guaranteed issue mean? It doesn't matter what your situation is. They have to issue you the payment. So get in touch with them, 356-1502, Cornerstone Managing General Agency, or contact the Alabama Association of Realtors for more information. You only have until Friday. Act today. Pearson, happy birthday, young man.
Thank you.
Happy birthday,
happy
Pearson.
Happy birthday, Pearson.
My son Pearson turned 11. He's joined us for the last 3 hours. If you missed it, he's been an absolute riot.
It's been a fun show.
Stole my client's job.
Go back to the podcast and listen. It's been a fun day. Thanks for it. It was a good time.
It was great.
You want to go get something to eat?
Yes.
We're going to go eat.
Absolutely
wants to eat.
And are you going to buy him a cannoli this time, or are you going to keep starving?
I'll buy a cannoli, but he's not going to eat it.
That's just the way Dad rolls. All right. Sorry, smooth operator. Not today.